Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Morning After right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. I'm Brady Hicks, and I'm happy to be here with you guys once again. I had to take a couple days off with work and stuff like that, but Rat Boy and Granny Hulkster holding down the fort. I have Rat Boy with me right now. What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on? I just want to say it's a new day. Plus, happy
yes,
cheeseburger day. Happy cheeseburger day.
Okay.
At McDonald's.
I thought you meant at Ring of Honor.
No. But tomorrow's going to be a brighter day. Somewhere in Morganville, New Jersey. The Super 8.
Yeah.
And I heard that no other than Christopher Daniel is going to be there.
Now, where did you hear that?
Oh, Jerry Zoli. He showed a picture of him.
Okay, cool. Well, that's exciting. I remember a couple of years.
Go on.
Go ahead. I was going to say that's exciting. A couple of years ago, we did the iPay-per-view for ECWA. This is, of course, the return to iPay-per-view. But Chris Daniels was one of the subscribers to that, and he's been a huge supporter of the ECWA. He's a former ECWA heavyweight champion and a two-time Super 8 winner.
Except,
and I had to double-check you, because, like usual, about half of what you say is true. Joe Zanoli just put up a Throwback Thursday picture of Christopher Daniels. He's not actually going to be on the show.
Oh, okay.
He's a tremendous guy, though. Tremendous
guy. Yes, he is. But then he's going to be there. And I said, oh, man, I got to show up. I got to see my boy Christopher Daniels, you know?
Let me tell you who's going to be there, because it'll be a great time. We have the Field of Eight, the Super 8 tournament, of course, legendary in terms of the stars that it's helped along the way. This year's crop, including Vinny Pacifico, Devontae's, Eric Martin, KTB, Matt Tremont, Arcadia, Dasher Hatfield, and Chris Rockwell, who, of course, is the World 1 Heavyweight Champion. Eric Martin, now the new legacy champion for ECWA. They're renaming the Mid-Atlantic title. He'll be part of the tournament as well. A big heavyweight title match with Joey Ace in the PCA returning to challenge Sam Shields. He lost the title in the winter last year and hasn't really, in his opinion, hasn't gotten a fair shake yet. So he's looking, Joey Ace, of course, to win the title. And we're also going to have the tag team championship on the line as well, Rat Boy. I know two guys that you're very big fans of, Jay Delicious and Michelle Ooh-La-La, taking on the Marvelous Ones, Greg Spitz and Teddy Fine.
Oh, wow. I mean, I want to go to this thing so I can. I think this, if I go, I think this will be the last wrestling show I'll be attending. I love to be there.
You should go. You should go.
But I love
maybe,
to be
maybe
there.
Maybe take the train. Maybe take the train. So that's of course the bell time is at 7 p.m. It's at the Jersey Dugout. Now the address for that is 712 Genesee Drive in Morganville, New Jersey. Now a lot of people are of course concerned about COVID-19 and all that stuff. So I want to point out that ECWA is actually offering an iPay-per-view version as well, Rat Boy, for the people who can't be there because it is a very limited capacity. In fact, I believe we're done selling tickets at this point. But there is an iPay-per-view available for those who want to tune in, and you can check that out. All that's on ECWAProWrestling.com.
Okay. I'll probably do it that
way. They might have limited tickets. They might have limited tickets, but it is a very limited capacity, obviously, with everything that's going on. So,
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Did you got a body bag with you so I could just jump in the body bag and you just take me in there for free?
You know, I don't happen to have a body bag on me. But I'm sure if you made your way there, you could get in. You crawl in through the ducts or something.
Yeah, and make a big surprise appearance from there, you know?
Yeah.
Just jump.
Would be a surprise to everybody.
As somebody's manager, like, ooh, I love manager.
It should be a great time, Rat Boy.
I know. It seems a great time, you know. Just seeing Teddy Fine there, ooh, I love all of them, you know. And plus, the hardcore champ, I'm going to call him a champ because I know he's one of the big champ, hardcore champions, Matt Tremont.
Yes, yeah, Matt Tremont, of course, and this is part of his retirement tour. He's only got a couple more dates left. I think he retires at the end of the year.
Yeah, I do want to see him before he retires for the last time. I'm going to try to get him back on the show before he retires.
Yeah.
You know, in the room. But on a brighter day, it's a new day. I found out something about the new day for you.
Okay.
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 Well, you know the draft is coming up. Soon.
But they haven't said anything.
Okay.
I don't think they
I just found this out today. That Kingston is going back to Raw, while Big E is going to be staying on SmackDown. Okay?
Well, that's interesting. But Ziggler Woods
will be their manager on both brands.
On both shows?
Yep.
So no more wrestling for Xavier Woods?
No more wrestling for Ziggler Woods. He's going to be a manager.
I don't know how I like that. If that's true, I don't know how I like that. First of all, I don't know why you would break up New Day.
Well, they're going to have new gear, new music, and all this other stuff, too. Maybe they want to spread out, you know?
Going to go all the way? You think he's going to win the heavyweight title at some point?
Put it this way, okay?
Like Kofi did?
If Sasha Banks and Bayley done it, so can a New Day. They can go get the titles from there, from
mm-hmm.
SmackDown, plus the titles, all the titles from Raw. Think about it.
They'll have everything.
Yes,
maybe Xavier should
everything.
Go to NXT.
Then after they go to NXT and cover all of them out.
Yeah.
And speaking of NXT, okay. Finn Balor might bring back the Bullet Club. That's what he's saying.
I have not heard that.
Well, he's hanging on to your hats and sheets and all this other stuff, and All the good stuff is flowing into WWE right now.
Yeah.
All right, just like the movie Star Wars on Disney Plus, Sasha Banks is in it.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. She played
Star
the whole season.
Sasha Banks.
She
Star
played
Wars.
The whole season two, but 8 episodes.
Oh, she's in The Mandalorian. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I said, wow, and I went there to the website, and she's playing all 8 episodes.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a great show. You think she'll bring Baby Yoda to SmackDown?
Plus, she'd be on SmackDown tonight, versus Bayley.
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna see that tonight. The implosion of one of the better teams that have been around. I'm actually kind of surprised. It's ironic because people wanted them to split up for the longest time, and then they finally started to get good, and they split up.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Sasha Banks needed a break to be in Star Wars.
Maybe.
Maybe this is it right here that you might not see her for a while, so she could do, I think, series 3, but all 8 episodes. You never know.
Well, here's the thing: is it was already recorded, and this was during her other break, so she's back. But she is dealing with a knee issue or something. So.
Yeah, an ankle. I think it was her ankle or her knee and her ankle.
Okay. So the other big news kind of going on is, Wade Barrett signed his WWE deal, so he'll be with the company as an announcer now.
Yes, I saw that.
That is official.
And I think,
it doesn't seem so good because, they were talking about Nigel McGuinness coming back. That's not looking so good now, but maybe Nigel does NXT UK.
Maybe. I had a story of something here. Tully Blanchard. Did you see that Tully Blanchard unlikely to use in the WWE 2K Battleground. Photographer said it wasn't without permission. They put her on
really?
The WWE 2K Battleground without permission.
Okay.
You think WWE is going to get sued for that now?
First of all, I can't imagine they did it without permission because they only use licensed guys. But if they did, then they'll probably just pay Tully Blanchard money to use his name and face. And he'll want to do it because he'll make money off of it.
Tessa Blanchard, not Tully Blanchard. Tessa.
Oh, why would Tessa be in Bud? That doesn't make any sense. Tully Blanchard was at least in WWE.
Right, she wasn't in there, but they're saying that she's on Battleground.
I can't imagine. I can't. If she's on Battleground, then she's signing with the company, which could be. She held off on signing with AEW, so she's obviously going somewhere.
Well, they took a picture of her without permission and all, and they put her on WWE 2K Battlegrounds. Watch how this unfolds. Maybe she's wondering, maybe she is the blonde that might be coming in?
Maybe.
The SmackDown?
Maybe.
It could be her.
I'm just reading about it now.
You never know. It might be the blonde.
I'm just reading about it now.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I don't know. She'll probably sign with WWE. She's probably going to WWE. And that just got accidentally leaked.
Yep.
NXT UK returned last night. You can check that out on the WWE Network. That's exciting. Let me see. Actually, Nigel McGuinness was on commentary for the show. So Nigel McGuinness is there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And press cut.
By the way,
plus you can check out Doug Ziegler and John Morrison. Okay. And the Speed of Time. This just came up yesterday. I said, wow, I got to watch this.
Uh-huh.
The Speed of Time. I've never seen that movie. With Doug Ziegler and John Morrison.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. I want to talk about...
Did you... Go ahead.
I want to talk about Thursday. No, Wednesday. Did you watch AEW?
I was just about to ask you. That's actually what you interrupted me, because I was going to ask you if you watched it. Yeah, and that main event with the Best Friends was amazing. That street fight.
Okay. The Best Friend match, okay? That was the best match. Did you see what kind of vehicle they jumped into?
I forget.
At the end of the show? It was an SUV white, license plate number, okay? I'm not giving out the license plate number, but it was a PA number.
Okay.
Right before they pulled off, the mom gave them the finger. Woo, I love that part.
I thought you were going to leak something.
Huh?
I thought you were going to leak something.
She leaked her finger up, her little finger up to everybody that, forget this place,
Uh-huh.
That's what it looked, her face, through the mirror there. And she put her middle finger up and said, holy damn.
Yeah, I saw it. I was watching it.
But I was wondering, okay, I know you're in a wrestling stuff and all. I know Orange Cassidy is from around this area, okay?
He is.
The PA area. Are the Best Friends are from the area too, as well?
They're frequently in the area, but they're not from the area.
Okay, then that must have been Orange Cassidy's vehicle with the PA license plates.
Well, he should be from New Jersey. I would have thought it was Trent's mom's.
Trent's mom is from PA. From PA.
Well. I don't know.
Well, it had a PA license plate number on it. Because that's what I spotted. I thought it was from somewhere else.
Couldn't it have just been a rental?
I'm not sure it was or not. But they used rental cars for beating up people on
they drove away. They wouldn't use somebody's actual car. Who would want their car to get destroyed?
Yeah, all those cars were beautiful and all, and they got destroyed.
Right. So that's not somebody's real car.
All right, but where are they getting these cars that to beat up people on? All fancy cars, trucks, and all.
Where does anybody get cars for it? They get scrappers and do it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm going out there to buy a car, and tonight, all the windshield is going to be smashed out.
Well, if you got money, you can buy a car just to destroy it.
Yeah, who would do that? Who would do that?
Wrestling company.
Think about it.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's one company, but in real life, who would do that? Buy a car and destroy
the
same day.
Nobody. That's what I'm saying. Are you drunk?
No, no.
Do you have anything else? Because I think we're about done.
I think that's it. Oh, Thunder Rosa.
Eagles Rams on Sunday?
Huh?
Eagles Rams on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did pick the Eagles.
Good for you. I'm terrified to make
Now I have to go to mybookie.com and bet on the Eagles. That's what I got to do now.
And what promo code do you use for that?
The VOCNation.com. That's the code.
No, not
VOC.
.com. Just VOCNation, all one word, no spaces. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to go to the Pro Wrestling Tees store as well, prowrestlingtees.com/VOCNation. Lots of great designs there. You can also find them up on the front page of VOCNation.com as well. Don't forget to go to Apple Music and leave us a 5-star rating and a great review. Go to Podomatic and leave us a like. Give us a subscribe and check out all of our great stuff on VOCNation.com as well. Archived content, live content each and every day of the week. Of course, today we're going to have a special edition of Pop Culture Stars, Scary Cast, and Wrestle Rock. That's all in the queue for today. Tomorrow, live Rock and Roll Union at 6 Eastern, taking your calls 914-338-1885. And all weekend long, just be sure to check out all the great stuff on VOC Nation. That's going to do it. Everybody, take care. Have a great day. Talk to you later.
And have a good weekend, everybody. Bye, everybody.
And check out Super 8, ECWAProWrestling.com. Take care.
Guess what? Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Guess what? It's winning season, and winning season returns at MyBookie. What does winning season mean? Well, it means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trump their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. You're going to go ahead and invest your intuition because you know you got one, and just use the code VOCNation, all one word, no spaces, and you can double your first deposit. The new players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to your sports you love and the games you bet. And another thing that they have going on over there is you go from betting live to championship futures. Every play you want is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. All you got to do is make your picks. You win big, and then you collect your cash. Doesn't that sound good? I think so. Make sure to use that code VOCNation, all one word, no spaces, and you'll double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steiger of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.